Hi, I'm Mariga from Skin Essentials, and thank you for tuning into our podcast. In today's episode, I want to speak to you briefly enough about what to expect as far as downtime goes from each treatment that you would have here with us in Skin Essentials in Wexford. So let's start with the gentlest right up through to the most stimulating, and let's see if we can help you to get your timing right on these. So the first thing probably that we would think of in terms of gentle treatments are classic facials. So classic facials are probably what you expect a classic facial to be. They're either a 45 or 60 minute long treatment where the main focus will be on hydrating and plumping the surface of the skin and relaxation in general. So each of those treatments would include maybe an enzyme treatment, certainly some kind of mask, and a lot of facial massage, either maybe a tension release massage or lymph drainage for puffiness, whatever it is that is suitable and appropriate for you on the day. So from a treatment like that, depending on the enzyme treatment, you will either have no downtime at all or you will have maybe up to an hour of flushing. So when I talk about downtime, I mean how long it takes for your skin to come back to looking completely normal. And with most treatments, again, when we speak about downtime, it will be either redness or maybe some exfoliation, some flaking that we are talking about. So with your classic facial, depending on the strength of enzyme that we use, if we use one, up to an hour, but more usually nothing at all for the more gentle ones. Moving on then to Japanese facelift, which would also kind of be in that more gentle level of treatment, insofar as we don't use any machines or any, you know, anything high tech or anything acidic on the skin. However, it does work a lot deeper in your system than regular facials. So when we do a Japanese facelift, we are talking about working on lymph, on muscle stimulation mostly, on nerve endings, all through the face. So everything that can be manipulated or stimulated or affected through the face in your body that eventually ends up with a result on the face. So all of the body systems. This one gives you a really deep feeling of full body relaxation as well. So because we do a lot of deep muscle stimulation in this one, we're probably talking about a couple of hours maybe of being quite red. And that's all just blood flow to the surface. So once that fades, that's it. And your skin will be beautiful. The crystal rose facial, also in that group of gentle treatments, but a little bit more stimulating in this case because we do use a firming mask that always causes flushing. Now you can imagine we use crystal tools in this one to manipulate the muscles and you know cause a lifting effect on the skin. So the crystal does a lot to cool down as well after that initial firming mask. But with that one, you can expect, again, just like the two before, up to maybe an hour or two of flushing. The next step up then that you might think about is acid peels. So not something that we do an awful lot of here. They definitely have their place. Maybe more thinking now about acneic skin than anti-aging. But sometimes even with an anti-aging program, we might begin with a peel if we really need to lift some layers. So acid peels are not as scary as they sound. They're actually quite superficial. And however, they will have a longer downtime than a facial. So again, you're talking about a number of hours of flushing. And depending on what type of acid we use and for what reason, we may be trying to encourage a lot of natural exfoliation. So you could perhaps expect then maybe 3 or 4 days later to start seeing some micro exfoliation. It's not your skin falling off in sheets or anything. It's just close up little micro flakes that probably nobody else would notice except yourself. But you would definitely notice if you were wearing makeup. So that is something to consider when you're timing an acid peel. The next step up as far as treatment intensity is concerned then will be radio frequency, which is a heating the deep tissues of the skin for collagen tightening. So again, the skin is not broken here. Common theme now running through all of these. The skin isn't broken or penetrated. So again, blood flow, flushing, and a couple of hours of redness. Now, when we do the next step up in intensity, we do start to get into creating little microchannels in the skin. So now you are disturbing that outside layer. You're deliberately stimulating it. So we'd be talking about, say, microneedling here. Microneedling has come on a long way in recent years. So before, where you would have that really scratchy sunburnt effect and that redness and maybe even a little striping immediately after, and that can kind of come and go, the heat in that and the pinkness in that for a few days. Not so much anymore. I'm finding with, particularly with the new machine that we have introduced here recently, that 24 hours is your downtime, if that. Now, again, depending on your skin, you may get a little bit of microflaking after a few days. But with all of these treatments, you can wear makeup from the next day. So nobody will know, only yourself. So coming then probably to the most stimulating and intensive of the treatments we do. So now we're talking about combining microneedling with radio frequency. So this is either for a complete skin resurfacing for texture issues or for lifting and anti-wrinkle, depending on how we use it and what your needs are. So with this one, because we are creating heat in the skin and microchannels from the microneedling element, we're going to need a little more downtime. And particularly with the anti-wrinkle treatments, we are very deliberately trying to cause a reaction. We're like trying to jumpstart the skin's processes and systems. So you are definitely going to see some effect of that on the surface. Usually with those, so that on our treatment list, you'd be looking at trifractional for resurfacing, Voluderm for volumizing hollowness, where there's become a loss of volume in the face, or pyramid facelift to do it all together. So you would be talking about being red and hot for about an hour afterwards. And for the rest of that day that you have had your treatment, you will definitely still see the redness on your face and you will feel hot and tight, and that will, the heat will dissipate over a few hours and the tightness as well should be gone. But it can last a few days depending on how intensively we're treating your skin. So with that one, all going well, you can expect to be able to wear makeup from day two, but certainly without makeup on your face, you will be able to see pinkness, some little dots where the radio frequency penetrates. Again, maybe some flaking depending, especially the first time when we're doing kind of clearing of the skin. So that one you would expect to have anywhere between 3 and maybe up to 10 days of downtime. Nothing too intrusive. As I said, you will be able to wear makeup after it, but a lot of people do like to schedule that for when they're off the next day, just to give their skin an extra break of not having to wear makeup on day two. So I hope that helps. That's one of the most frequently asked questions we get, particularly about the more intensive treatments, is, you know, what's the downtime, how long? And most people find that there's very, very little, but we do always give a range, like with the pyramid, we'll say 3 to 10 days. We do give a range because it's possible. It's not the most common, but it is possible, and we want to make sure that you're aware of everything before you start. So that's all of downtime. I hope I haven't skipped out anything there, but if I have, or if there's anything you want to ask me about that, of course, you know to always reach out to us here at info@skinessentialsbymariga.com, and we would be very happy to answer your questions or to guide you in the right direction for the best treatment for you. Thank you once again for listening, and I will talk to you really soon.